Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Sister Mary Armstrong, and it is a great privilege to come to you this afternoon. And our subject is talking about the 10 Foolish Virgins. And I'll be coming to you a word and prayer in the eyes of a lay person. And like I said, my name is Sister Mary Armstrong, and I'm so glad to be with you on this beautiful day that God has given us. Because this is the day the Lord has made, I will rejoice and be glad in it. So I hope all is well with you today, because God is a good God, and we thank God for you being with us today. And we're talking about the ten foolish virgins. Five was wise and five was foolish. And I was just looking up the word foolish, because you can be wise and you can be foolish. And I was looking up in Romans, the first chapter and the 21st verse, it says, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but because became vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened. Because they were foolish, their heart was darkened. And then I was looking again at 1 Timothy 6:9. 1 Timothy 6:9. Just bear with me a little. Because God do not want his people to be foolish. 1 Timothy 6:9. But they that would be rich fell into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. Foolishness, because they were foolish unto temptation, but they that will be rich fell into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men into destruction and perdition. So we have to be foolish even with money. Sometimes we can, because we got money, we go out and we spend foolishly. And instead of it helping us, we get in debt and we spend foolishly, get overwhelmed and stuff. So we have to be prayerful even in that, because we can be foolish in things. And that's like, so we're talking about the parable of the 10 virgins. And you know, a virgin is a person as a woman or a man. A man can be a virgin and a woman can be a virgin. And that's sexually clean. So we're talking about the 10 virgins. 10 was wise and 5 was foolish and 5 was wise. We're going to tell this story. The 25th chapter of Matthew. That then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamp and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were wise took oil They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him." Now the foolish, they didn't take no oil with them. Now, the oil represented the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God was our light within us and our lamp. That represented the Spirit of God. And that Spirit means that we belong to Him. And if we don't have His Spirit, we're none of His. And when you're foolish, you plan around, you're not concerned about your soul. And that soul is what's going to live on with the Lord. And that's what we as Christians have to be concerned about, is our soul. Because this whole body, this house is the soul. And it's going back to the dust. It's not going in with the Lord. It's going back to the dust. It houses the soul. And the soul that sinneth, it shall die. That means that soul that sinneth, it's going to burn forever and ever. It's going to the lake of fire. And so it says, the soul that sinneth, he says, all souls are mine. When he breathed into Adam's nostrils the breath of life, Adam became a living soul. And that soul is going to never die. It's going to live on forever and ever. And it has to have a place to go. So that place has to be with God, or it's going to live eternity in the lake of fire. But when this body dies, that soul goes back to God, and it goes to paradise, or it goes to hell. So when this old body, its flesh, dies spiritually, it goes back to the dust. Whatever the flesh, if the flesh serves the devil, the soul goes to hell. And if it serves God, that soul goes to paradise until God comes back for his people. He sends Jesus back for his people. Okay, so if we serve the devil, it goes to hell. But if we serve God, the angels take that soul to paradise. Okay, until God tells Jesus to come and get his people, then the body connects back with the soul. And then we be called up. The first resurrection calls his people. We'll be called up to meet him in the air. And we'll go to heaven to be with God for 1,000 years. Praise God. Okay. But the dead's not going to rise until 1,000 years is up. They're going to be in hell. They're going to wake up when God calls his people home. Okay. So now, the foolish virgins, they played around. They were foolish. They was playing around all that time. They wasn't serious about their salvation. So they was playing around, and they wasn't really serious about their salvation. So their lamp went out, but they were still going on like, you know, they were all right. So they were foolish. They weren't playing around. They were playing around, and they weren't serious about their salvation, so their lamp went out. But the five wise, they were foolish. They was wise. They were sincere about their salvation with the Lord, and they still had oil in their vessels. So when the bridegroom tarried, they had oil. But the foolish virgins, their lamps went out. Okay, while the bridegroom tarried, their lamps had gone out with the foolish virgins. So at midnight, there was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. Okay, we got a reference here. Okay, let's go to Luke 12:25. Luke 12:25. Let's go back. 12:25. Luke 12:25. What does Luke 12:25 say? Luke 12. And which of you, which taking thought, okay, that ain't it. Luke 12:25. That's 12. Okay, it's 12:25. Okay, that's 12:25. Okay. Let's get it together now. Let's get it together. Together. 35. 12:35. 12:35. I don't know why my eyes are doing this today. 12:35. Let your loins be girded about and your lamps burning. Okay, but now their lamps had gone out. Okay, then it goes to 1 Peter 1:13. Okay, that's references. 1 Peter 1:13. 1 Peter 1:13. 1 Peter 1:13. Wherefore, girdle up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Okay, they weren't being sober because they were being foolish. So they weren't being sober, they were being foolish, they weren't concerned about their soul. So where they were being foolish and they were playing around, their lamps went out. So therefore, they weren't able to go in with the bridegroom. And they were, so they told them, say, okay, you go and buy. You can't buy salvation. You can't buy salvation. So they said, not so. We can't give you of our oil. So there they go to buy. And so when they come back, look at what happened. They said, we can't give you our oil. You go buy. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not in us but us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourself. Now listen to this. Okay, let's go to Proverbs. Let's go to Proverbs 26:11. Let's go to Proverbs. Foolish, being foolish, playing around. You can't play around with your soul. You cannot play around with your soul because you don't know when Jesus is coming back. You can't play around with your soul. Listen to this, what you're talking about the fool. Answer not a fool according to his folly, lest thou also be like unto him. Answer fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own concept. You can't answer a fool because a fool is what he is. He's a fool. And 26:11 says, as a dog returneth to his own vomit, for a fool returneth to his own folly. He gonna return to what he was doing in the first. Plan around. You can't fool with a fool. So that's what he is. And okay, let's go to Ecclesiastes 10:22. You a fool is gonna continue to be a fool, so you can't play around with him. Ecclesiastes 10:2. 10, 2. A wise man's heart is at his right hand, but a fool's heart is at his left. Yea, also when he that is a fool walketh by his way, his wisdom fail him. And he said to his, yea, also when he that is a fool walketh by the way, his wisdom faileth him. And he says to everyone that he is a fool. So you can't follow behind the fool, because if you ain't careful, you're going to be the same way. So we can't walk behind the fool. So listen what happened to the people. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. And when God shut the door, it's too late. No man can open that door. So see, while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they was left out. And listen what happened. Afterward came also the other's virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. It was too late. It was too late. You can play around with your soul, and you're going to be lost. We cannot afford to play around with our soul. Our soul is so precious. Play around with our soul. Because we don't know when he's going to call us. Our soul is so precious. Praise God when he saves us. Praise God, we can't save ourselves. The Spirit draws us and he saves us. We have to be careful how we protect our soul. Praise the Lord. It's so precious. And he tells us, he said, I sanctify myself that you might be sanctified. And that's when he cleans us up and sets us apart from the things of the world. He sets us apart and cleans us up, can use us to help someone else to come in and fit for the kingdom. We're not like the world anymore. That don't mean we're better than the world, but he cleans us up so we can help someone else come in, to help someone else to be saved. Your soul is precious. Therefore, we can help tell someone else about Jesus. Praise God. So they'll fall in love with Jesus too, and they can help someone else come in and be saved. Things we used to do, we don't do those things no more. We don't go out and party no more. We don't drink no more. We don't smoke no more. We don't cuss if we used to cuss. We don't say those words no more. Oh, God, we don't do the things that we used to do in the world, party and do all those things. Praise God. But we do the things of the Spirit. We walk after the things of God and do the things of him. We are new creature in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord, because we love him and we Christ-like. We're not doing the things of the world anymore. Praise the Lord. And we're not foolish of the world, doing the things, doing caught up in the world, of the world. So we're different. And we can't be foolish and doing foolish things anymore. You don't steal. You don't tell lies. And be falsely doing, accusing people and hating it, but we full of love and full of compassion and doing the things of God and loving people and loving our neighbor and not falsely accusing people. That's what we are now. We new creatures in Christ Jesus. That's what we are now. Praise the Lord. But those foolish virgins, they were still being foolish and acting like they was before they came on the Lord's side, dibbling and dabbling in the world. You can't do those things anymore. But they were doing things that they used to do, and they wasn't taking salvation seriously. So therefore, lamp went out. Praise the Lord. And so when the bridegroom came, their lamp had gone out. But the wives couldn't share their oil with them. So we can't share our salvation with someone else. You have to get it for yourself. Praise God. You have to get it for yourself. And let's go to 41. Matthew 25 and 41. Praise the Lord. Okay, let's go to Matthew 7 real quick. Matthew 7. Let's go with Matthew 7. We're going to open up the mics in a little bit. Let's go to Matthew 7, 23. It says right here, Matthew 7, 23. And then will I confess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. For whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon the rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the wind blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not. For it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened to a foolish man, like the foolish virgins now, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the wind flood came, and the wind blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. We have to be built upon that solid rock, and that rock is Jesus Christ. But if we build upon the sand, it's going to fall. You can't build a house upon the sand, because it's not going to stand. Okay, let's go to Matthew 25:41. 25:41, and listen what happens. Then shall I say unto them on the left, depart from me, ye cursed, unto everlasting fire. For I was hungry, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and ye visited me not. Then shall they say also, Lord, when shall we be and hungry, and or thirst, and or stranger, and naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And these shall ye go unto everlasting punishment, but the righteous unto life everlasting. Lord, have mercy. So we have to be like the wise servants. We have to keep oil in our vessels with our lamps. We have to keep them trimmed and burning. We cannot be like the five foolish virgins with knowledge of their lamps. We can't be foolish and play around with our soul. Our soul is precious. Our soul is precious. We have to nourish our soul. We have to read our Bible. We have to spend time in prayer. We have to show love to our neighbor or whoever we come in contact with. When the opportunity arises, we have to witness, and we have to take out time for people. We have to show love to people. Praise God. And we have to, when people is hurting, we have to try to be there to encourage somebody. We're not in this world by ourselves. We can't just be concerned about our own self. We have to show charity to people. Praise God, when they're hurting, if there's any way we can be there to help one another, we have to help one another and show love. Praise God. Now, I hope the mics is open. If anyone have anything to say, we hope the mics is open that you can be able to say something on this chapter, the 25th chapter of Matthew. Talking about the 10 virgins. Does anyone have anything they'd like to say at this time? Anyone like anything to say? I hope you didn't forget to open the mic.
I'll just say that it's good to listen. It's always good to tune in and listen to the word and get an interpretation of the word. So I'm glad you invited me to listen this morning.
Praise God. We do thank God for the word because it's a good scripture because we can't be foolish going through this way. We have to be careful our lives, living for God. We can't be foolish. We have to be concerned about our soul. And we have to take knowledge of what God is telling us in this scripture. Because if we're foolish, we're not going to be concerned. And it's time for us to be concerned about our soul because time is winding up. And Jesus is coming soon. We don't know when he's going to call us. He may call us one by one, or he may crack that eastern sky, and Jesus don't even know when God's going to tell him to call his people in. God haven't let him know yet. But when he tells Jesus to come and get his church, he's coming to get his people, and we're going to be called up to meet him in the air. And the word of God says, so shall we ever be with the Lord. To comfort one another with these words. And we're going to be called up to meet the Lord in the air. And the dead in Christ is going to rise first. And then we, which are alive, is going to be called up to meet the Lord in the air. And he's going to give us our reward according to the deeds that we have done on this earth. And we're going to be with the Lord 1,000 years with him. Praise God. And then we're going to be able to, he's going to come back. So that great, the great tribulation, that tribulation time is coming. And he's going to come, and that great tribulation time is coming. And all that the word of God has said is going to happen in this earth, it's going to happen. But we have to be ready to go back with God. Because we don't know when. We do thank God for the ones that tuned in. And we just thank God for this podcast. And we just have to pray daily and ask God to help us to be ready. Because we just don't know when he's going to come back for his people. But we thank God for the ones that have tuned in. Does anyone have something they'd like to say?
This is Brother Hal. I enjoyed listen to you. I had other calls coming in, but I enjoyed listening to the word and the message, and I sure enjoyed it, and I'm glad you told me to tune in to hear it. And so it's encouraging words, and so that's something we all need. So I appreciate listening to you. Y'all have a blessed day.
Praise the Lord.
I'd like to give honor to God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and I came in kind of late because I had an appointment this morning, but praise God, it says, let us not be asleep. You know, it seems like the United States, the people in the United States, seems like they're asleep. They're doing anything and everything, but God has given us all a chance to let him come in because he done did what he came to do. And we have to be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. And, you know, we have to be sober-minded. And, you know, we got to watch and we got to pray, just like you were saying, daily. We got to pray. We got to seek God because trouble's in the land like never before. And I just thank God because we do have to stay in the word of God because the word of God is going to stand when everything else is going down. And I thank God for you. And I thank God for those that are listening in, but we have to stay ready at all times and through by the word of God, because in the word of God, there is a hiding place for us. He gives us time to look to him and say, you know, and he gives us wisdom and knowledge and understanding. We cannot do anything on our own. Some people think they're doing things on their own, but it's through by his grace and mercy that we can do things. you know, and yes, but he gives us a chance to lift him up in spirit and in truth. And I just thank God for this time, and you all be blessed in the name of Jesus. And I give God the thanks and give him the praise.
Praise God, praise God. Because he gives us time to get it right. Because no sin is going in. This flesh is not going in. Praise God. Right. And we have to get it right. Why the blood is running warm in our veins. We've got to get it right. But once he takes this breath from our body, if we haven't got it right then, it's too late. Praise God. The foolish virgins, while they had a chance, they had a chance to get it right, but they were foolish. They played around too long. And when the bridegroom came, when it was time, the oil had gone out of their vessel, it was too late. And we cannot share our oil with nobody. We just got enough of spirit for ourselves. We cannot share our salvation. We just got enough ourselves. We can just encourage somebody and tell them about the salvation of the Lord. But we got enough of our own selves. Praise God. Anyone else got something they'd like to say?
Well, I thank God for the word that you had shared with us today, because the Bible does tell us to be sober-minded and that sound mind. And a lot of people's mind is so messed up, they don't think the right things. The enemy's got them so confused and so messed up they can't see. But I thank God that, you know, for the ones that are really seeking him, and those that are really watching and being vigilant and praying, because we're living in a time where we need to pray daily. And not
That's
just
right.
daily, but we need to pray and pray some more, because there's so much happening in the world now and so much going on with people that we know. And you were talking about helping people, and when we help and do for other people, because everybody's our neighbor. And
That's
when
right.
we do for others, we're doing it for God. He said, inasmuch That's as you do it for the least of these, you're doing it unto me. So, and the only way we can do that is by being wise and having the mind of Christ, because God is love, and we have
He's
his spirit
love.
On the inside, and we're going to share that love with other people, and we're going to live it, and other people will be able to see it, where you won't have to wear a sign that says, hey, I'm a Christian, I'm living right. People will be able to see that themselves. And so I thank God for that. I remember when we were little, we played church.
We
enjoyed playing church. But now we're not playing church anymore. The soul is precious. And the soul that sinneth, it shall die. When you die without Jesus Christ in your life, you are going to end up in the lake of fire.
That's
so
right. That's
I thank God for the wisdom and the knowledge that he has given us, because he's left on record the word of God. That's our roadmap to glory.
Roadmap.
And he lets us know that we're to study that word.
Amen.
So that we'll be able to rightly divide the words of truth. And I thank you for how you shared the scriptures with us and how you divided the words of truth. I enjoyed it, and I solicited your prayers and ask that you continue to remember me and my family, Elder Slogan, and my companion, and remember Kristen in a special way, and also continue to remember my son. And I'll be praying for you and yours and everyone that is listening to this podcast. I'll be praying because we got to pray one for another.
Pray. We got to
That's
pray.
The only way we're going to make it is by the grace of God. Because if Jesus can't do it, nobody can.
It can't
Praise the
done.
Lord. Glory. Hallelujah.
That's the truth.
And so we
I thank God for you.
We do. Praise our God. Praise our God. Because his word is true. His word, he said before his words, for heaven and earth would pass away. So his word is going to stand. His word is going to stand. Praise God. And after he, and after came also the others, virgins saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Praise God. Praise God. So we have to be ready at all times. We can't be getting ready. We have to be ready. Praise God.
Amen.
Because he said, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Praise God. He said, all souls are mine. All souls are his. But the soul that sinneth, it shall die. So we just have to be ready at all times. Every minute, every second, and every hour. Anyone else have anything they'd like to say? Praise our God. So we just thank God for everyone on the podcast, and we solicit all of your prayers, because heaven is promised to everyone that lives holy. And he is coming back for holy people without spot or wrinkle or any such blemish. Praise God. Hell was not promised to us. Hell is meant for the devil and his angels, but whosoever want to go there, they can go. But we was not invited there. We was invited to go to heaven. But man have choose to go to hell by the life that they're living. And the word of God, the hell is enlarging itself, stirring up the dead, coming up to meet you. So why go to a place that you're not invited to go? Praise God. But we're invited to go to heaven. So let's just get it together and go back together. But it's for holy living people. Praise God. And that's what we have to do. We must be holy. So be ye holy.
Amen.
He's a holy God. And we must live that life. Because he said, he knows those that are his. You can't, he said, if you come any other way, you're the same as a thief and a robber. And we know no thief and robber is going to enter in. Praise God. We have to be holy. Praise our
Amen.
God. We love our Lord.
Hallelujah.
We lifting up God, and we just want to do God's will. Praise God. Because we must live holy in order to make it in. Thank God for the one that God has blessed to lead this podcast, and ask him. Apostle Ronnie Armstrong, and we ask that you continue to pray for him and his family, because he lost his wife this year, and he's still going on, and we ask you to pray for him and his family. And one of his sisters was in a bed wreck last week, and she's still in the hospital. Her name's Yolanda Armstrong. We ask you to lift her up also in your prayers. And we know God is able to do all things. And if anyone else have a prayer request, we'd ask that you voice it at this moment. Praise God. Because we know God is a healer, and he is a prayer answering God, because he's able to do all things. And nothing is
Praise God.
Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
This is Brother Logan.
Praise God.
Remember me. God is healing me, but I'm not well yet, so remember me.
Yes. We sure will, Brother Logan, because God is still touching your body and bringing you through. Satan wanted to take you, but God said no. Praise God, and we thank God for what he's doing. He's not through with you yet. Praise the Lord. Praise God. We thank God for that. We thank God. Praise the Lord. We thank God. We thank God by his blessing, Brother Dallas, because he's doing that too. And we just giving God praise for what he's doing. Most holy and always, God, we come to you right now in your precious name, thanking you, God, for this podcast. We thanking you, God, for everyone on the line. We thanking you, God, for this day that you have given us, Lord. For life, health, and strength. We're thanking you for letting us breathe your air, Lord. We're thanking you, God, for just being able to just give you praise, Lord, because all glory belongs to you, Lord Jesus. We're thanking you, God, for giving us life, health, and strength, Lord. We're asking you, God, to bless everyone on the prayer line right now, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, touch the afflicted ones, God. We're asking you, God, to bless every request that have been called out here today, God, because we know, God, that you're still in the blessing business. You know everyone, God. You know every need, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, remember the sick and the afflicted. Oh, God, remember those that are grieving today, Lord. Oh, God, we're asking you to comfort their hearts, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, heal those that need healing, God. Heal those, God, that's depressed today, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, we know you know what they're feeling right now, Lord. Comfort their hearts, God, in your precious name. Those, God, that sin sick today, Lord, we know you're still able, God, to bring them out of sin, Lord. We have loved ones that don't know you today, Lord. But we know, God, that we are lifting them up before you today, Lord, in prayer. And we know you're able to save, God. You can reach way down, Lord, and pick them up, God, because you saved me, Lord. You brought me out of darkness, God, into the marvelous light. And you're still able to do the same for them, Lord. Oh, God, save in a mighty way, Lord. Seems like America is asleep, but we are asking you to wake them up, God, in the name of Jesus. Stir them up, God. Oh, God, help them to see you. Time is winding up, Lord. It's time to wake out of sleep, God, because you're soon to come. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, you sent your son, Lord. Oh, God, and he died for the whole wide world. Oh, God, let him wake up, God, before it's too late, Lord, because we know, Lord, that you're able to do, oh, God, all that you said you would do, Lord. Have mercy, Lord, on our nation today, Lord. Save our young people, Lord. Go into the schools, Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, protect our children in the schools. Oh, God, protect them when they come. Oh, God, on the school buses, God, protect them, Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, go into the prisons, Lord. Oh, God, those that sin are, Lord. Oh, God, protect them, watch over those. You're able to save them, God, and bring them out, Lord Jesus. Those in the hospitals, you're able to heal, God, in the name of Jesus. Those in the rest homes, you're able to touch and heal, God, in a mighty way. Father, we love you today. God, have your way in our lives, God. Oh, God, let your word fall on good ground, Lord. Let it bring forth fruit. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we give you honor. We give you praise, Lord, because we realize without you we can do nothing. Our glory and our honor belongs to you. God, remember, Lord, our spiritual leaders today, God. Oh, God, bless them, God. Strengthen them today, God. We lift them up to you, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, strengthen them, Lord. Encourage them today, Lord. Oh, God, because they're not alone. Oh, God, have mercy on them, God. Those that are sick and afflicted, Lord. Oh, God, touch their bodies. Oh, God, let them continue to lift you up, God, as they carry your word, God. Oh, God, lift them up, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we love you today. Oh, God, and we give you honor. We give you praise, God. Oh, God, have your way, Lord, in our lives, God. Oh, God, because without you, you said we can do nothing. But we are more than conquerors through you, God, today. And we say thank you. Have your way in our lives. Oh, God, in Jesus' name we pray today. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. And we just say thank you for everyone on the line. Oh, God, we say shalom to everyone. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Shalom to everyone. Shalom.